In verse number one tonight, if you will stand as we honor the reading of God's word tonight. Genesis chapter number 3 and verses 1 through 6, it says, Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Verse number 2, And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it. And neither shall you touch it, lest you die. In verse number 4, it says, And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. Verse number 5, For God doth knoweth that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. In verse number 6, And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and that a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Lord, I come to you right now, Father God. Lord, I just want to thank you for an opportunity to stand behind this desk. Lord, I thank you tonight, Father God, for people who will sit in here and just listen to me ramble for a little bit. Lord, I pray that you just bless them tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that you just touch somebody's heart, Father God, the way you've touched mine this week with this word. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, it won't go back void, Father God. I pray that you just bless it. You'd anoint it, Father God. You'd move me out of the way. Lord, they've come to see you. They ain't come to see me. Lord, I thank you for that. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, I want to show you tonight just how you have an inheritance. Each and every person has an inheritance. We lost Granny here lately, and we got an inheritance. We got an inheritance. She didn't have a whole lot of money. Probably didn't have none. I don't really know. She didn't have a whole lot of material things, but she left an inheritance. You're leaving an inheritance to your children, to your friends. You're leaving an inheritance. But tonight I want to show you that in your spiritual life you have an inheritance tonight. There's two spiritual inheritance that you can get, two spiritual inheritances. And the first one you can get tonight is Satan's inheritance. Satan's inheritance, what Satan would have for you tonight. And we see that here in the book of Genesis where Adam and Eve, man, they had it all. They was in the garden, and man, they was walking with God. They was talking with God. And God told them everything they could do, and then Satan showed up. And Satan showed up, and he gave them his inheritance. He gave them what he was good for. And tonight I just want to show you what comes with that inheritance. And by the way, every single person in this room has inherited this tonight. Every single person that's ever walked on the face of this earth has inherited this tonight. Satan's inheritance tonight is deceiving. It's conniving. Satan's a conniver, man. He is very conniving in what he does. Verse number 4, he says, You shall not surely die. That's what the Lord told him. He said, You won't die if you eat that. He's just wanting you to... He don't want you to be on his level. Look in verse number 5. It says, For God does not know in the day that you eat thereof that your eyes will be opened and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. He's being very conniving. He's being very deceiving in what he does. And that's what Satan does in your life. That's what he does in my life. He deceives us. He won't pull one over on you. You're not that dumb. You're not that dumb. He's got to deceive you to get you. He knows that tonight. He's very conniving tonight. Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 9 tonight, talking about how Satan is a deceiver. I have got a lot of verses. Now, I'm going to try to get through this as quick as possible. My wife told me last time I preached I went way too long, so we're going to try to get through this pretty quick. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 9. I think I wrote that wrong twice. Revelations 12, 9, I'm sorry. Revelations 12, 9, it says, And the great dragon that was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He's a deceiver tonight. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. He is a deceiver tonight. He's conniving in what he does. Satan's inheritance, it connives you. It deceives you tonight. But I see tonight that Satan's inheritance, it condones you. It condones what you do. It condones the wrong things that you do in your life. It condones a sinful lifestyle tonight. Satan's inheritance, it condones. It says he told them to eat all you want, do all you want. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to destroy you. It's not going to do any of those things. I see tonight America condones sin. Our churches condone sin, man. We let it in every... I remember we went to the mountains back a few years ago. There was a church flying a gay pride flag up in the up over the steeple. And, man, we condone sin, and that's nothing but Satan's inheritance. He wants to condone sin. And tonight, I just want to show you what God says about condoning sin in Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 1. It says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" The Lord's grace will forgive you. Do what you want to. He'll forgive you. It's just one time. That's what Satan tries to condone, and that's what he tries to do. Romans chapter number 6 and verse 1 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Verse number 2 answers that plain as day. God forbid. How should we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I see tonight that Satan's inheritance, it connives, it deceives, it condones, but it also tries to cover up. It covers up. It covers up everything that you do in your life. You get yourself in trouble. I know if I get myself in trouble and I do something wrong, first thing I do is I start trying to cover it up. I try to start covering my tracks. I try to, anything I touched, anything I had, if I broke something, I'm trying to clean up every broke little piece. I'm telling you tonight, I was cleaning the kitchen the other night, wiping everything down real good, and slid a jar out, slid it right back in, and I heard, "Ta-ding!" I said, "Uh-oh, that ain't good." So I went to looking around, see what it was, and I broke a little ear off of Savannah's little pot there that's got her sugar in it. And I said, "Boy, that ain't good. That ain't good." So I took it, and first thing I thought was I need to throw it away. And I said, "No, I ain't going to do that. It'd be blamed on somebody else." And I'm not going to cover it up. I'm going to sit it right there in plain sight, and I forgot all about it. About 3 days later, she said, "What is this?" I said, "What is what?" I walked in there, and I said, that's the ear off your thing. I probably could have thrown the thing away, covered it up. She'd have never known. But anyway, that's what Satan does tonight. He tries to cover things up. And tonight in verse number 7, if you'll look, it says, "And the eyes of them both that were open," talking about Adam and Eve, "both of their eyes were open, and they knew that they were naked." They knew that they had sinned before God, and they knew that they were naked. And it said, "And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves the aprons." That's what Satan wanted them to do. He wanted them to cover themselves up, hide them, hide what God had made, what God had made beautiful. He wanted them to cover that up. Tonight, I want you to know that Numbers chapter 32 and verse number 23, it says that your sin will find you out. Whatever you're trying to cover up tonight, whatever kind of sin you're trying to cover up tonight, be sure your sin will find you out. I see tonight that Satan's inheritance, it connives, it condones, it covers up, but it also condemns. It's also a condemning inheritance. If you look in verse number 14, skip on down there in verse number 14, it says, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle." I see tonight that sin don't leave nobody out. Man, it destroys everything it comes in contact with. Satan started it. He got condemned. Eve took of it. She got condemned. She gave to Adam. He got condemned. Verse number 14 there, it says, "Because thou art cursed, or thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life." Verse 15, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Verse 16, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow, that thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be that to thy husband, and he shall have rule over thee." In verse 17, "And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And verse number 19, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return into the ground, for out of it wast thou taken from the dust thou art, and unto the dust thou return. I ain't much of a reader, but if y'all reading along with me, y'all might can do a little bit better than I can. But I see tonight that Satan, he condemns. His inheritance, it condemns, and it takes everything it touches. Everything it touches, it destroys. Everything it touches, it destroys. But I see tonight it's also corruptible. His inheritance is corruptible. I hear a lot of times people talking about how they're going to party up in heaven, and man, it's going to be a heyday, and it's going to be fun. They're going to be drinking beer down there. They're going to be smoking down there. They're going to be doing everything they want to down there. And it just ain't like that. It just ain't like that. It's corruptible. It will not last. Sin is fun for a season, but it will not last. Romans chapter number 7 and verse number 11 tonight. Romans chapter number 7. In verse number 11 it says, For sin taking occasion by the commandment, what deceived me, and by it slew me. But you know tonight, Satan, he ain't messing around. He ain't messing around with you. He ain't messing around with your kids. He ain't messing around with your friends. He ain't messing around with your house. He ain't messing around with nothing. He's come tonight to deceive you, so he can kill you. Be sure your sin will find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out. This is what I wrote down tonight. Many ways to inherit what Satan has for you. Many ways to inherit his will for you. But there's only one way out. There's only one way out of that inheritance. I told you tonight that each and every one of us, we have already, anybody that's walked on the face of this earth, they've got Satan's inheritance. They've got it. You've got it. I've got it. There's only one way out, though. You must die to yourself. Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3 says, Except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. You must be born again. That's the only way out of Satan's inheritance. That's the only way out of a corruptible inheritance. That's the only way out of a condemning inheritance. Tonight I want to show you what God's inheritance is. Tonight a lot of Christians walk down, beat down, destroyed, just in a bad state because we don't know what we got, what we're inheriting. We don't know, we forget what God has gave us. We forget what God is going to give us. Tonight I see that Satan, his inheritance deceived, but God's inheritance, it is nothing but the truth. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18 says that it is impossible for God to lie. Titus 1:2 says, A God which cannot lie. And John 14:6, he says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. He said, if any man come to the Father, you must go through me. And then tonight, if you want to get through the inheritance of God, if you want the inheritance of Jesus Christ, if you want the inheritance, if you don't want the inheritance of Satan, you've got to go through Jesus Christ. If you want the inheritance of God, you've got to go through Jesus Christ. And His inheritance, it is truth, because He is truth tonight. I want you to know tonight, a lot of people, you think you can't inherit truth. Just look around, man. If you look at a liar, if you look at their mama or their mama or daddy's probably a liar. If you look at somebody who's strung out on, not always, don't get me wrong. Somebody that's strung out on dope, somebody strung out on anything, man, drinking, you name it. Name the list. Their mama and daddy probably done it. Probably. And you know what we do? We pass that on down. Well, I was just born that way. You think of somebody that's gay, homosexual, trans, whatever, probably raised up that way. They was born that way. That ain't what God says. He says we must die to it. He says, I am the truth. I want you to know tonight that you can inherit truth. You can inherit it. Well, how do I inherit it? Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse 14. He's talking about putting on the armor of God. Ephesians 6 and 14, it says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Tonight we must inherit that truth. We must gird ourselves with it. We can carry it every single day. Tonight I want you to know that God's inheritance, number one, it is truth. He gives you truth. You ain't nothing. You can't lie and be. He cannot lie. God cannot lie. If you're lying, you're not in the will of God. That's just how it works. That's just how it is. God's inheritance tonight is truth, but He also gives you a title. When you get into the inheritance of God, He gives you a title. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 9, He says that we are chosen. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 9, it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light." I see tonight that our title tonight as followers of Christ is that we inherit a title, and that title is chosen. John chapter number 15 and verse 16 tonight. John 15 and 16, it says, "You have not chosen me." This is Jesus talking. It says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you." I want you to know tonight, He chose you tonight. He chose you. He gave you a title of chosen. But I see in the book of Romans, He also gives us another title tonight. And a lot of people mix this up. A lot of people use this phrase very wrong. Romans chapter number 8 and verse 16, he says that we are a child of God. Romans chapter number 6, number 8 and verse 16, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit." The only way the Spirit bears witness with your spirit is if you're saved. That we are the children of God. And this right here is what tickled me. God just threw this in here for a little smile on my face. I was reading on down through there in verse number 17. "And if you're children, then heirs." You got that inheritance. You got that title. You got the truth. "Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, we may also be glorified together." I want you to know tonight, don't you forget that you've got a title. Man, so many people try to downgrade you in your life. So many people talk down to you, and Satan talks down to you. He tells you you're ugly. He tells you you ain't worth nothing. He tells you you ain't no good at what you do. You got a title, and it is child of God, chosen child of God. But I see tonight that He's not only gave us a title, but He's gave us a testimony. He's gave you a testimony in His inheritance tonight. Your inheritance is a testimony. Well, you say, "My testimony ain't very good. I was saved at a young age." No. Your testimony is your testimony. Galatians 2:20, "You have a testimony because there was a death." There was a death in your life. Let me find it. Galatians chapter number 2 and verse 20, it says, "For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Verse 21, "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness cometh by the law, and then Christ is dead in vain." I want you to know tonight, if you've seen somebody die, you'd probably tell somebody. "Man, I was standing right there when he died. I was standing right there when she died. Standing right there and dead." But I guarantee you, if that same person that you sat there and watched died started breathing again, I guarantee you'd tell somebody about that. "She was dead. He was dead." All of a sudden, monitor started beeping again. He was talking to me. Same thing in your spiritual walk. "And you was dead." I was dead. Stinking, man, I was dead. But I was born again. But I was born again. Revelations 12 chapter number 11, the reason your testimony is so important. Revelation 12, 11, your testimony is so important because of this. And they overcame him by, talking about Satan, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Jesus Christ has given you a testimony tonight. He's also given you total salvation. Total salvation. It's not a hope-so salvation. It's not a maybe-so salvation. It's not a here today and gone tomorrow salvation. It is a total salvation. Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse 25, it says, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost. To the uttermost. Y'all hear Brother BJ say from the guttermost to the uttermost. Y'all hear him say that a lot. Verse 25, that's where that verse comes from. Wherefore he is able to save save them to the uttermost that come unto them by God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. I just looked up that word, and my Google may be different than your Google. I don't know. But this is what uttermost popped up. Y'all know it's got that AI thing, whatever that is now on Google. Whenever you look up something, it tells you exactly what most people are looking for. And I typed in uttermost. That's all I typed in. And this is it. I wrote it down word for word. Extreme, complete, or to the highest degree. Signifying a salvation that is total and final. It is total and final. You have a total of salvation tonight. I don't serve a God with a weak grip. I don't serve a God with a weak grip. He's got you in His palm. Jesus has got you in His palm. And then God, His Father, has got us in His palm. You double grip, baby. Hey, you ain't going nowhere. Total salvation. But I see tonight that Satan's inheritance is corruptible. But God's inheritance, it's there forever. It's there forever. 1 Peter chapter number 1. Verse 23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. He's there forever. Verse 24, for all the flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flowers of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I see tonight that you can, man, we've got Satan's inheritance. Unless you've been born again, you've got it. You're condemned. I mean, it's over with. You draw your last breath tonight, you're condemned. You've inherited what Satan had for you. But if you've been born again, if you've died to yourself and you've picked up your cross and you followed Jesus Christ and you've been born again, you've received God's inheritance. You've already received it. I got to thinking about the prodigal son and that story and how he asked the father for his inheritance, and he went and thought the money was everything he needed, and he went and blowed it, and then all of a sudden he's living back where he's living in Satan's inheritance. He's living in corruptible things. He's living in things that was conniving, that was deceiving. That's what he was doing. And he finally come to himself and he said, I've got to get back to my daddy. I've got to get back to God. I've got to get back. And he come walking up and said that daddy was sitting there looking for him. And if you read on down in the story, it said he put a ring on his finger, and he put shoes on his feet, and he clothed him with the best robe, and everything that he went looking for. And he already had it. And I got to thinking about the inheritance that God gives me. I ain't got to wait to heaven to get it. I've already got it. Heard it said many, 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 many times, and I believe it, for a child of God to draw their last breath on this earth. For a child of God to on earth is their first breath in heaven. I've heard that. Man, I've seen it. Man, I believe it tonight. But I see tonight that not only do I receive an inheritance, but I'm also leaving one. I'm also leaving one. This is what got me. This is something the Lord has just, and it's been on me for a while now. Proverbs chapter number 13. If you will turn in your Bibles there, I want y'all to mark it. Proverbs chapter number 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13 and verse 22, and it says, "And a good man, everybody's trying all they can do to be good. I don't know a man in this room who ain't trying to do right by their family. Man, I don't know of a daddy in this room who ain't trying to do right by his kids. I just don't. I don't see anybody in this room who's not. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." I want to tell you tonight that if we're going to talk about money, for me to leave money to my grandkids, I'm going to have a pretty good chunk when I die. Y'all think I'm lying? I'm going to have a chunk, and I ain't got a chunk. I got thinking about that this week, though. Why would the Lord put in the Bible that a good man has got to leave his children all that just bukoodles of money? They going to blow it. They didn't work for it. They going to blow it. Boy, I've been studying on that and thinking on it. And it's a great thing to leave your kids money. It's a great thing to build it up. It's a great thing. If you're reading the book of Proverbs, I probably don't need to go there. I believe money a little bit different than what most folks do. But, I don't believe a Christian should be in debt in their eyeballs where they can't give to God what he's owed. I don't believe that. And a lot of Christians, they walking around bound down by Satan or because they can't do what God's called them to do. They can't give the way they're supposed to give. And why is he so worried about money? He said, "You're leaving an inheritance already." I'm not going to call his name because we're on the air. Sunday morning, brother over here, he told about his past and how he'd send his daughter to go do something. Now his daughter is locked up in that same mess. Man, and just as I said before, man, if you're drinking, don't be surprised when your kids is drinking. Don't be surprised when they're so bound down in sin that you can't get them out of it, that you can't get them to look at church. Man, I've seen it so many times. I'm young. I'm not very old. I feel like I'm old, but, man, I'm not very old. But I've been in church for 28 years. I've been here. I've been faithful to what God's called me to do. I've been faithful to the doors being open. And, man, I've seen a lot of people come in. I've seen a lot of people come in, and I've seen a lot of people go out. But I've seen so many people, the kids are in church, and then the mama's in church. This is back probably in my youth group days, man. I've seen it more then than I do now because I'm not with the kids. But, man, you'd wonder why the kids won't do right. You'd wonder. And then all of a sudden a daddy would come in, and he strung out, alcoholic, beating on his wife, doing all these things, and he gets saved. And then he wants to know 6 months, 6 years down the road why his kids is not in church. Because he already left his inheritance. I want you to know that what you do today, what you wake up and you do in the morning, it's already pushing on your kids. It's already pushing on your family. It's already pushing on your husband, on your wife. It's already left an impression on them. They know it. They see it. Well, daddy done it. Mama done it. And it only gets worse. Well, I can drink because it's Saturday. I can drink because we're on vacation. Well, daddy drunk when he was on vacation, you know, so I can drink. You know, it's a kind of a vacation. We go into the lake with my friends. And then their kids is, well, they drunk every time we went somewhere with their friends. I can drink just because I had a bad day at work. And then all of a sudden, you got full-blown alcoholic just all the way down the line. And I'm not just talking about alcohol, man. It goes all the way down. That sin that you've got hid in your heart, you're pushing it right on down to your kids. You think don't nobody know about it? Satan knows about it. And guess what he's wanting to do? He's wanting to implant that seed on down generation to generation to generation. Boy, but I got thinking about that. And I've already messed up. What God gave me a clean slate. Yes, He has. Yes, He has. What do I do now? Man, my kids has already messed up in it. My wife's already messed up in it. My job's already fired me. What am I supposed to do now? You don't stop living for Jesus Christ. I want you to know tonight the only way to overturn the inheritance that you have already left is just make a new one. Just make a new one. Man, I don't know how Granny was in her younger days. I have no idea. But I've seen her 28 years of my life just be faithful to God. I don't know if she may have got saved when she was just a little bitty thing. May have never done anything wrong in her life. But the inheritance that she left to her grandchildren, well, she stood strong on the Word of God. Man, I hope and I pray when I'm laying on my deathbed, don't know what's going on in my mind. Man, I pray that I remember the Bible. And I pray if somebody just come have church for me, I'd love it. I love it. People come around sing. Love it. What kind of inheritance will you leave tonight? If you're laid up here Friday morning in a casket, what kind of inheritance will you leave your kids? I pray that I'm pointing mine to Jesus Christ. Lord, I love you tonight. Lord, I thank you so much for the inheritance that you have left us. Lord, that we don't have to walk condemned, Father God. We don't have to walk perishing, Father God. We don't have to live that way. Satan wants to deceive us and make us think we got to walk that way. Lord, I thank you tonight. You've given me a name. You've given me a title. Lord, you've given me a testimony tonight. Lord, I could share it with somebody. I can share it with my family. I can share it with my friends. I can share it with this church. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, if somebody has never known the true gift of salvation, I pray that they can't walk out them doors. They may think they ain't got nobody, but they leave an inheritance to somebody. Lord, I pray that you draw on them tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, you just forgive me where I failed you. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, you just keep us safe this week. Lord, I pray for each and every person in here. For Lord, I pray that you bless them tenfold, Father God. Lord, I love you, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen.